For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go into our numero dos. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, with you on a Tuesday morning. We're going to get to the water cooler cheat sheet here in just a moment from right now. But I gotta jump back on this discussion about Chris Godwin and the Buccaneers from last night. Because I got a couple of texts during the break, got a couple of chats in our live stream, which you can join, by the way, facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, or the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Join our live stream every morning, all 4 hours of the show, live and in living color with the great one and I. Not only can you hear the sultry, seductive voices, but you can gaze upon the raw, unbridled handsome that is the dynamic duo that make up the morning drive show here on the Fan Upstate. Tracy said in the chat just a minute ago, and I want to make sure that I get this right. Safety means no work is getting done. They get paid millions, so they play. I work hurt for a lot more. I've done a lot of things at work that have a 0% chance of success, but sometimes that's what the paycheck requires. Let me be very clear. If your manager or boss or whatever says, go do this thing that literally, not metaphorically, has a 0% chance of success. Literally cannot succeed.
I can bring up some corporate things, but I'm not going to. That literally had no chance to succeed.
I don't disagree. But see, here's the difference. And this is something that I need you guys to snap the mindset of. You, with the exception of a few of you, and this is where Rob Brown's going to be the bad guy, all right? Here's the heel turn for the day.
Can't turn, you're already...
Okay, fine. Here's the heel elevation. This is where Razor Ramon takes a beer to the head and then just slicks the hair back and looks even cooler than he did before, all right? That's where I'm going. You are replaceable. Most every one of us, and I'm including myself in this, all right? I'm very replaceable. I've asked this question many times to my friends. How many of y'all would take my job in a heartbeat? The answer is most of you. Most of you would take my job in a heartbeat. I am ridiculously replaceable. It's just a fact, okay? And so when corporate hands me something down the pipe that I think is dumb, and I think has a 0% chance of success, it cannot succeed. Yeah, I still got to do it. Because if I don't do it, my ass is replaced. Do you know how many true, genuine, starting caliber wide receivers there are? About 32. You don't just go from Chris Godwin to the next Chris Godwin. That's not a thing. That's how you end up with a guy named Bub Means as your starting wide receiver.
By the way, Chris Godwin is good, but he's not elite. And so, yeah, he could be replaced with someone equal. Maybe someone sitting at home right now.
You're absolutely wrong. Chris Godwin is let's say top 50 wide receiver. Let's say 50. That means on planet Earth, there are 50 guys that can do what Chris Godwin can do. That's why they make lots of millions of dollars, okay? That's just how it is. So, you are, when I get something from corporate, my coach, and they say, do this, and I go, I know this market better than you. I live here. I work here. I know that this will not succeed in this market. I do it anyway, because they can come in here and go, all right, good job, Rob Brown. You're pink slipped. Get the hell out. And they can replace me. Exactly. Your job is not an NFL player. Okay? I'm sorry. It is a hard reality to accept, but the overwhelming majority of you are easily replaceable. You just are. This is the argument of why don't we pay teachers like we pay NFL? You want the real answer? Two reasons. Number one, the public doesn't care about teachers like they do about football. That's why there is no astrophysics lectures that get 11 million viewers at 9 o'clock on a Monday night. The public doesn't care. And number two, I got like 15 family members that are teachers. You know how many NFL players I'm related to? And I got a big ass family. I'm Irish Catholic from Louisiana. I got a lot of cousins, dude. You know how many I got that are NFL players? Zero. None. Not one.
You have to explain to me later why that means.
Because the Irish Catholics breed like rabbits.
Okay.
All right?
All right. No, just, you know.
The ladies in Cajun Creole, Louisiana, Irish Catholic families, they don't get a lot of sleep, if you get my drift.
That sort of thing can get you canceled.
They don't get a lot of sleep. I'm one of them. All right? So, Texas said, literally every single job I've ever worked made me do stuff that made...
Ladies that...
Yes, Lonzo.
No, that's how you just said that.
I am related to a bunch of Irish Catholic women who don't get a lot of sleep.
Okay.
All right? That's what I'm saying.
Just clarification.
Texas said, literally every single job I've ever worked made me do stuff that made 0 cents and had 0% success rate and hurt more than it helped. Okay, let me respond once again. Texter, I'm not saying this is true, but I'd be willing to bet on it. What you do... I bet there's a lot more people can do than what Chris Godwin can do.
All right, so there's this thing sometimes when I think you're very closed. Can you at least look at the other side, look at me and all these other people who are chiming in and understand why we have the point of view
no,
that we do?
No, I cannot.
See, that's a problem.
I accept problem. That you believe what you believe because you got a super positive work ethic and it's your job and that's great. That's not good when you are replaceable, easily replaceable. Scratch that. Let me rephrase that. It's great when you're easily replaceable. Because here's the thing, great one, and I'm going to say something that's going to be real mean and it's going to hurt your feelings that I don't mean it to.
Well, that's like every 5 minutes.
Okay, fair enough. If Lonzo tomorrow says, I'm retired, which he's not because Lonzo's got a great work ethic, all right, and he loves me. If you said tomorrow...
If I had the money, I'd retire this moment. But, you know, I ain't never going to have that money.
If you said tomorrow, I quit. I retire. I'm out. I'm done. The show still happens, right? The show still happens. And I can bet you that our parent company would have a new butt in that chair in 2 days. They would have somebody in here. They would find somebody. Same on my side of the board. If I said tomorrow, bleep this, I'm out. I ain't doing this crap no more. I'm done. I'm gone. I'm out. There's a new host in this chair in a week. In a week. I'm easily replaceable. Now, could you argue the show would suffer?
We just turn on the...
You could go to the bird. Absolutely.
That's exactly what would happen.
Sure. You can go to the bird.
For a while, because we have backups.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
If, theoretically, one of us is to walk, we're replaced that fast, all right? Chris Godwin ain't. He ain't replaced like that. And in a spot where this team is fighting for a divisional championship and a postseason berth, and they are very fighting for it, to lose your number two wide receiver to a game you can't win is a stupid decision. It's a dumb decision. Now, if an onside kick is on the table, if they had one onside kick left, I'm not having this conversation today, okay? If they can onside kick and still win the game, score a touchdown, get the onside kick, score again, I'm not saying anything today. That's the right play.
Whatever. It's two. I pushed it, but it didn't take. Does anyone agree with you?
There's no chance 0% people do. And even if they do, I'm still right. See, because what you guys do is look at NFL players as if they're the same as you. Actually, what you do is look at NFL players as if you're the same as them. You're not.
Here's the thing.
No, none of you.
They are the same.
No, they're
in
not.
In one instance. Yes, they are.
In what instance?
They're employees.
Great.
Right.
Great. Phenomenal.
Yes.
And what did the Tampa Bay Buccaneers benefit last night? What was the benefit of that?
The guy went out and did his job.
What's the benefit?
Go ask him.
What's the benefit?
Go ask him, would he rather be sitting than be out there?
Lonzo, do you think for a second, if that cost Chris Godwin his season, which it very well may have, if he is done for the year, and you could go ask Chris Godwin, Chris, do you wish you were on the bench for that play? You think he'd go, no, perfectly happy to sacrifice my season, my ankle, and potentially, not saying this is the case, but potentially my ability to ever be the same wide receiver. I'm glad I sacrificed that for a meaningless play in a game we could not win.
All right, so this is a case.
Answer my question.
Do you think he'd want that play back? I'm going to. I still don't know why you're yelling. This is a case of you overthinking. If you ask him, he'll say, yeah, I want to be out there every single time.
That's stupid. Okay. That's a dumb philosophy.
All right. But that's what players do. That's what they say. That's what they do.
I'll draw another metaphor, another analogy, another comparison. Texter said there is no limit on onside kicks as long as it's in the fourth quarter. Incorrect, Texter. The new rules state, you have two onside kicks a game. And they must be in the fourth quarter, but you get two per game. They had already exhausted theirs. They can't win. So, one of my jobs here at the Fan Upstate is to create brand awareness, is to be out in the public wearing the logo and shaking hands and kissing babies and expanding awareness of the Rob Brown Show and of the Fan Upstate. That is part of the reason that if you come to hockey games, you'll see Rob Brown with the mic down on the ice hyping the crowd because they put my name up on the video board. And I, at the end of the game, when I interview the first star of the game, I get to say, hey, by the way, we're going to talk about this game coming up Monday on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. All right? Brand awareness. This is why I go to soccer games and I'm the Delta Bravo with my own name on the back of my jersey. Why? Because I want people to see that and go, what's that all about? Brand awareness. But
I'm not being mean about this, but I can't find anywhere where it says you only get two attempts. And I'm looking all over the place.
I'll go pull it
and
for
everything,
you.
And everything says just in the fourth quarter.
I'll go pull it for you.
You have to declare in the fourth quarter.
You have to declare. I will go pull it for you. But all of that being said, if I, and my job is create brand awareness, let's say I go to a hockey game and the hockey team is down 9-0. With 3 minutes in the third period, that's an unwinnable game. That game cannot be won, all right? No team has ever scored 9 goals in 3 minutes. It can't be done. If I go out there and I grab a mic, and it is part of my job, brand awareness. This is a part of my job that I've had signed off and approved by management is something I'm allowed to do. And I go out there and I am between, a minute and a minute and a half left, screaming, let's go, Robbins, screaming into the mic. And I blow my vocal cord out. And the doctor says, 2 weeks vocal rest. You're not allowed to talk. You cannot talk for 2 weeks or you will never be the same. You can't have your voice back. 2 weeks, which means I got to come to the boss and go, yo, I can't do a show for 2 weeks. You think he's going to be happy with me? Or you think he's going to go, why in the world were you screaming, knowing it's detrimental to your job? Why in the world were you screaming into a microphone? In a game that you could not win, you couldn't get it done. In what world is this okay? In what world are you? You have now made it harder for us to succeed. Because while we can get somebody else in there, easily replaceable, nobody's going to be able to do the show that we hand selected for this time slot because your skill set works. It's just not going to happen. All right, we're gonna move away from this. We got some more stuff we've got to get into here on the show, including your water cooler cheat sheet, which is now one segment. When we come back, it's the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know, including a look at last night's Monday night football game. Monday night football game. So there were two of them. What was the second one? Where was the Arizona game?
It was on Plus.
I kept trying to go to the multi-view, and I couldn't get it. And I'm like, where the hell are they playing? It was on Plus. Well, that's okay. It looks like it was an absolute not a barn burner. 17-15. We'll break that one down and more when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, time for your boy Rob Brown to live a nightmare scenario. There's nothing wrong with being wrong on the radio. It's kind of part of the gig, right? My man Dez Howard was getting dunked on all day Sunday because he told the SEC fans there's a new sheriff in town, and it's the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, he's got the excuse, though. He played for Michigan. I mean, who listens to those people?
Oh, fair enough. Okay, got that. Rob Brown has an apology to make to all of you because it turns out the two onside kick limit was not passed as a rule. And despite the fact that I received it yesterday from multiple voices, and I should have known because let me get with this out of the way. I apologize because the two onside kick rule is not a rule. It was a proposed rule. It was a considered rule. It was nearly adopted, but it was never adopted. And I do believe that it is important to me. Accountability is important. Acknowledging a mistake, especially when you spread that mistake like wildfire, as I just spent a solid segment doing, is important. I screwed up. It was a proposed rule, but not accepted. The way that the show prep works for me is that I'm watching the football game at night while I'm show prepping the next day until I'm tired and I go to sleep. And I was asleep when the Goblin thing happened last night. But got up this morning, 3:30, 3:45, whatever time it was, started looking through the tweets from the night before, and there were at least two or three NFL reporters that sent out tweets. Oh, they couldn't have kicked an onside kick. Why are we doing this? Whatever. And it was enough that I assumed, oh, okay, that must be a rule that passed that I did not know about. So I ran with it. I ran with it. Instead of doing what I tell you guys to do, which is verify the information for yourself, I screwed the pooch. I trusted a couple of NFL guys, and I should have known better because when I got to the office and I clicked to open up that sound from Todd Bowles that started this whole conversation, that tweet that one of a big-name reporter in the NFL put out there about how they could not have kicked another onside kick, that tweet was deleted. And I was like, oh, I wonder why that is. But I just rolled with it. I didn't circle back around. So I sincerely apologize. I apologize to Todd Bowles. I apologize to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I apologize to Lonzo. And I apologize to you guys for wasting your time. Because, as I said, if they could kick another onside kick, I got no problem with Chris Godwin being out there. Well, they could have. So I don't have any problem with Chris Godwin being out there.
All right, really quick. Shout out to listeners for knowing that, though. And bringing that to our attention, we were both able to go back and look through and find out that you guys were right. And we appreciate that for you. You keep us accountable. And when we make mistakes, and we do, you let us know about it in a nice way, not in a mean way.
Yeah, no, I got it wrong. I did not verify that information, and I should have. I just trusted a couple of NFL, I think three different NFL writers said something about it. All three of them have now deleted those tweets. So I sincerely apologize. I wasted your time. That's the worst thing I can do in radio. I was wrong, which is not the worst thing you can do in radio. Being wrong happens to all of us. We're fans too. But I apologize for that. And I will say, with that being said, I apologize to Todd Bowles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because while it would have taken a small miracle for that game to have been won, there was a possibility that game is won. If Baker pops a tutty on that play that Godwin got hurt and he takes it to the house and he finds pay dirt and now all of a sudden they're down three, is it a small miracle to recover an onside kick? Yes, it is. Statistically speaking, it doesn't happen, but it is still very much on the table.
We saw it happen in college. South yep. Carolina did it. It was amazing. I just, you know, after what Mahomes and the Chiefs were able to do in 13 seconds, I think all teams are capable of doing that if the situation is correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I sincerely apologize. Not that I was wrong, because that's one thing, But I apologize for being wrong about that the way that I was wrong. Accountability is important to me. Even if it gets me in trouble, I think it is important to acknowledge that you screwed the pooch, to accept it and move on. So I apologize for that. I based an entire argument around being incorrect about a rule. That's not like an opinion. It wasn't like I was wrong about an opinion. Oh, I think X is going to win, but Y won instead. And I own that. And I do that when that happens as well. But I was wrong about the rule. I was wrong about it having been passed. I went after Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers because of that. And that is my bad entirely. Texas said, no, that rule was proposed, but it never passed. So long as it's the fourth quarter and the team is trailing, they have any number of kicks. I could DM you the screenshot of the article. Texture, you were correct. I checked it after that text. You got me. You fixed me. And I apologize for that. So, you know, that game's different if Tampa would have needed, you know, three touchdowns late in the game. If it was truly unwinnable, I would. So that we're clear. My thought stays consistent. If the game's unwinnable, if Tampa's down four touchdowns with a minute to play, then at that point, I still am right that I wouldn't have that guy out there risking that injury. But in this game, which was a winnable game, again, very small percentage that it could have gotten done, but it was a winnable game. So I apologize to you guys for having that rule incorrect. I apologize to you guys for getting that segment wrong. And I apologize to Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers for calling them a institutional failure, because it wasn't. They had a chance to win. If there's a chance to win, especially when the divisional race is this tight, yeah, you put that guy out there. All right. Said that in the segment, just so we're clear, that thought was consistent. Said that in the segment. If you got a chance to win that game, that guy goes out there. That reporter in that quote, in that clip that we played for you, asking Todd Bowles about it, that reporter said, don't you have an obligation to protect your players? And the answer is, yeah, sure. Every head coach has an obligation to protect their players. Absolutely. But they also have an obligation to win the football game. And especially an obligation to attempt to win the football game when your team is very much alive. And I would even say going into that game in the driver's seat to win that division and punch a first round ticket to the NFL playoffs. Todd Bowles absolutely has a responsibility to protect his players, but he has a responsibility to win that game as well. And I got my information from a couple of reporters who were also wrong about it. I didn't verify it. That's my bad. So please accept my apologies for that, and let's move on, I hope. And never bring this up again, right? Right, everybody? Right, everybody? Right, right, right. All right, so that being said, no issue with Todd Bowles playing Chris Godwin. He scores a tutty, you get the onside, maybe you get it. And by the way, down 10 at that point, if I recall correctly, down 10, you only need a touchdown and a field goal in that spot, right? Even if he doesn't score on that drive, if he catches that ball and you're in field goal territory, knock that thing through, then go get the onside kick. In fact, you could even kick it right on that spot, kick it with a minute 5 left to play, go get the onside kick with no timeouts. You give yourself a full minute left to play the game. I wouldn't have had a problem with that. I think there's strategies there that are on the floor. So circling back around, because I had the rule wrong, what Todd Bowles did was correct. I have no issue with it. I get it. It is easy to say, if the game was unwinnable, I got a big problem. If the game was unwinnable, I got a problem. The game was winnable. I don't have an issue with it. Todd Bowles has a responsibility to win the game, just like he has a responsibility to protect the players. And I would say even winning the game might even be a bigger responsibility that Todd Bowles has. All right. We put that to bed. My bad, y'all. My apologies to you. Trying to take accountability for that. Let's do this. Let's run to a break. When we come back here in a minute, now we'll do your water cooler cheat sheet. Now we'll get you the top three sports stories that you need to, which is fitting. You got to be in the office in half an hour, right? It's almost time. So when we come back, the top three sports stories in sports, and that's next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. It is indeed the three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year. It is the Rob Brown Show, Rob and Lonzo, as we roll through the 7 o'clock hour here on an Upstate Tuesday AM. You have now about 24 minutes till you got to get to the office. You're going to sit in that chair. You're going to pop off those emails you don't want to pop off. By the way, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Verify the information that you are reporting to your boss. All right? That's just a little friendly advice from a guy who has never, ever, 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 ever gotten information wrong on the radio. Never done it before. All right? So verify that information. But also verify that you're in your chair in 24 minutes. Do your like 7 to 11 minutes of work. Then get up and walk down the hall. Go find Jonathan down there in PR. John's a good dude. Jonathan likes to talk. Big Packers fan. Is Jonathan. Walk down the hallway, grab Jonathan, talk a little footy with him, and if you're going to talk football or basketball, baseball, whatever, with Jonathan, you're going to need to know what's going on so you don't look like an idiot on a radio show. I mean, in your conversation by the water cooler, which is why Lonzo and I do this. It's the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers. This AM, let us dive right in with item number one. A pair of Monday Night Football games going down last night. We kicked it off early with the Ravens and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, despite an effort at a comeback in that contest. 21 points in the fourth quarter scored by the Buccaneers. Too little, too late. 41-31. The Ravens improved to 5-2. Lamar Jackson still with just one loss against NFC opponents during his time as the QB of the Ravens. Had a stellar night last night, 17 of 22, 281 passing yards, 5 tutties through the air for a QBR of 158. He also ran 9 times for 52 yards as well. Derrick Henry, 15 carries, 169 yards on the night. 11.3 yards per carry last night for King Henry. Through the air, Rashad Bateman had a buck 21 and a tutty. Justice Hill had 44 yards on 3 catches and a tutty. Mark Andrews, the tight end. Y'all been hating on Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews said, "Bake, I'm still your buddy, but I'm going to send you home sad tonight." 4 grabs, 41 yards, 2 tutties for him. Derrick Henry also had a receiving touchdown last night, which saved all the Derrick Henry anytime touchdown bettors like me. Last night, over on the Tampa side of things, Baker Mayfield, 370 yards, 3 touchdowns. Did have 2 picks, though. The 2 picks were real bad. The touchdowns were all great touchdowns. In fact, Baker should have had one more because, granted, it was because his hammy popped in the middle of it. But he hit Evans in the hands for what should have been touchdown pass number 4. I'll go this far, Lonzo. Baker Mayfield was on par with Lamar Jackson last night in terms of running the ball, in terms of throwing the ball. Just had a couple of spots where things went wrong. There was one real bad pick where he threw it into traffic. There's nothing I love more, by the way, than Peyton Manning getting frustrated during the Manning cast at quarterbacks who aren't Peyton Manning. That's pretty spectacular. Bake had a couple of mistakes, but he had a couple of real good throws too. Probably could have had one more touchdown, maybe 2 passes on the night last night. Either way, Baltimore knocking off Tampa Bay 41-31. Over on the other Monday Night Football contest of the evening, 17-15, Kyler Murray takes his Arizona Cardinals to 3-4, knocks the LA Chargers down to 3-3. Murray was 14 of 26 for a buck 45, a tutty and a pick last night. But he also ran 6 times for 64 yards, including a 44-yard touchdown scramble off the left-hand side. And I'm going to say this, as many times as we've made the joke, and it's not a joke because it's true, that Kyler Murray looks like a toddler running away with his mom's cell phone in his hands. He runs away like a very fast toddler with his mom's cell phone in his hands. That 44-yard scamper, including a little duck, dive, dip, dodge underneath a Charger defender to score, was impressive. Kyler led the team down the field late in the contest to kick the walk-off game-winning field goal. Justin Herbert, 349 passing yards in this contest, but could not find the end zone through the air. J.K. Dobbins held to 40 rushing yards. The Chargers had only 59 rushing yards last night when it was all said and done. However, the split, 39 passes, 22 carries for a Jim Harbaugh-led team. That Jim said, "We're going to run, we're going to run, we're going to run." They forgot to last night. forgot this was a running team last night, and it ended up costing them. Let's go on to item number two. Less than a full day after crowning their 2024 WNBA champions, the New York Liberty, WNBA players yesterday announced that they were opting out of their current collective bargaining agreement and face the prospect of a work stoppage. They are giving themselves just a tick over a year to reach a new collective bargaining agreement with the WNBA. The elected members of the WNBA PA announced that players are seeking, quote, a business model that reflects their true value, encompassing higher salaries, enhanced professional working conditions, expanded health benefits, and crucial investments needed for long-term growth, end quote. This is a tough spot for me. It's a tough spot for me because on one hand, I am a WNBA fan. I do watch the W. I have favorite players. As a matter of fact, now that Tank Top Thursday is in the rotation here on the Rob Brown Show, Rob Brown's Caitlin Clark jersey will be here sometime in the next 2 weeks. The red Indiana Fever jersey will be making its debut on the show sometime in the next few weeks, and I'm very excited about that. On the flip side, I also understand the revenue's not there. The WNBA is a money loser that is subsidized by the NBA, whether you are pro women's sports or not, and I obviously very am. It is still important to recognize where growth is and needs to come from. The WNBA is still subsidized by the NBA. It is still paid for by the NBA. So I do believe that there are aspects of it that need to be fixed up. Angel Reese the other day said that her $80,000+ a year salary doesn't cover her rent. And I will say this. She lives in Chicago. That's where she got drafted to play. I get it, right? It's hard for me to be like, oh, I get it. It's not great. But Chicago is a very expensive place to live. All right, it just is. So on one hand, I'm like, you're not an NBA player, all right? Like, you're not drawing LeBron money. You're not drawing Steph Curry money. On the flip side, I go, 80K when the Sky are filling up that arena kind of feels low. Kind of feels a little low. So it's a weird spot, but what I am interested in is to see how this CBA plays out. And this is more dramatic than anything. I'm not saying I'm picking a side. I'm picking the side of I'm interested to see how the drama plays out. I am interested in seeing if the WNBA in the new CBA, where these women do indeed, this is indisputable. These women have more eyes on the product than they have in the history of the product. These women have more people watching than they have in history. And you can call it the Caitlin Clark effect. You can say that the league as a whole is better than it's ever been, and I do believe that it is. But at the end of the day, it is still subsidized. And I do wonder if the WNBA will utilize that as a bargaining chip down the line. Listen, you are getting more attention than ever before. There is more money than there has been in years gone by. But let's also not pretend like you guys are driving revenue to the league in record numbers. I mean, you are, but it's still a subsidized league. I'm just intrigued to see how this plays out. And more importantly, I'm intrigued to see what it does for women's sports as a whole.
All right, so an apartment in Chicago runs between $1,737 and $2,630 per month. So I think on the high end, you're spending, what, $30,000 a year for rent? That still leaves her $50,000 to live on.
As somebody.
And that's if she, and the higher end is if you have like three bedroom. A one bedroom or a studio is only $17,000.
I don't know.
I say only, but that's still a lot of money.
I don't know how Chicago stacks up to New York City. What I can tell you is that as somebody who was in my past very close to moving to New York City at one point, like was apartment hunting in New York City, I will tell you, great one, that $2,200 in New York City, I'm not exaggerating, $2,200 in New York City gets you a full apartment that's not the size of this studio. And it's in a building that was built in the early 1900s, okay? So I don't know if Chicago's close enough. And I'm not defending Angel Reese or saying she's right or wrong. What I'm saying is, if Chicago is comparable to New York City, I can tell you for a fact, and this was in 2016, 17, I can tell you $2,200 in New York City gets you an apartment That's not the size of the room that way. That's your whole apartment. That's your entire life. That's not the size of this room, right? I would have to say, when I was planning on moving there, when I was working on moving there, I literally was planning on having to sell everything that I owned with the exception of my bed, my TV, and my Xbox because I didn't have room for it anywhere. Everything else I owned was going. I was going to have to hang a bicycle from the roof of my apartment because that's what I was going to be able to own. I'm not saying that she's right or wrong. I'm simply saying $80K in Chicago ain't that much money. It's not. It's the equivalent of like $40K here. All right? Is it livable? Absolutely. It's absolutely livable. Is it comfortable? No, not really. Not really.
I'm guessing travel and everything is taken care of by the team.
100%. So I'm not saying that it's $80K and she's got to pay for all. Her food's taken care of by this guy. Her travel's taken care of by this guy. If she wants it, she could get an endorsement right now from Buick for a lacrosse to drive around or whatever. I promise you, Angel Reese has got advantages in her life that you and I don't have. I am saying with the genuinely increased the tension in the WA this year, but also the fact that it is still a subsidized league, I'm interested to see what the WNBA says to defend their position in their CBA negotiations. They have until October 31st of next year to reach a new collectively bargained agreement, or the WNBA will face a shutdown. And I will tell you, at a point in time where the trajectory for publicity for this league is higher than it has ever been in the 27 years of its existence, now is not a great time for the league to shutter its doors, because what attention you have gained with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Cameron Brink and Rekia Jackson and all these players that are coming out of college and bringing their eyeballs to the WNBA. If you shut down now over that, a lot of that attention is going to be like it was in baseball in the 90s. People will walk away and a lot of them won't come back. So I'm intrigued to see how that plays out. All right, very quickly, let's get to item number three. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the moment you have been waiting for has arrived. That is right, my friends. Speaking of shooty hoops, the NBA is back, baby. Two games on the slate tonight at 7:30. A battle that I believe you will see again at the end of the year. A battle that I believe is an early season preview of what will turn into your Eastern Conference Championship. The New York Knickerbockers are on the road tonight down in Beantown, taking on the Boston Celtics at Boston. That game is 7:30 tonight on TNT. Then we head out to Los Angeles, California, where the Minnesota Timberwolves are on the road. LeBron and Bronny playing their first game as teammates. The Lakers host the Timberwolves tonight at 10 p.m. Boston 5.5-point favorites this evening against New York. The Timberwolves are -1.5 tonight against the LA Lakers. I'm intrigued in this game, Lonzo, because I wonder what the evolution of the Lakers is going to look like all season long. And I wonder if they force the Bron and Bronny thing early tonight. I will tell you this. I've been trying the last week and a half to be in at least in the bed at 10 p.m. Right? Like, and I only got the little TV in the bedroom. I try to be in the bed at 10. I'll have the Monday Night Football game on or whatever, but I try to be in the and like forcing myself to go to sleep earlier. I'm probably staying up to watch the Laker game tonight just because I'm curious as to what the chemistry and the game plan is with Bron and Bronny out of the gate.
I think to get him in fairly early, probably in the second quarter, and then maybe he doesn't play again.
We're going to find out. What if this game is a 2-point, Minnesota's a two and a half point dog tonight at home to Minnesota. What if this is a 1-point game with 5 to play in the fourth quarter? Does JJ force Bronny in? Does Bron force Bronny in? Does Bron say, no, you get Austin Reeves' ass out here, I'm trying to win this game? Like, how does that work?
I will believe what people think's going to happen when I see it. I don't think they're going to force him at all. I think he's going to play the normal amounts that a rookie would, and maybe a little bit more at first just because of visibility. But after that, I think he'll have to earn his play. I do not think they force him.
That's fair. All right, there's your water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories you need to know. Texter said, the first 2 hours of my job are absolutely bullshitting about work. That's pretty spectacular, Tex. I appreciate that. Texter should be called the Caitlin Clark Agreement because that's why they're doing it. Yeah, I mean, listen, you can call it, like I said, the Caitlin Clark Effect, Agreement, whatever you want to call it.
It's a mistake doing this now. It really is. Wait for another year and then do it. But you do it now, you're gonna lose a bunch of people that you just got.
If there's a stoppage, it'll be if they can negotiate, because again, revenue is up. It's still subsidized, but it is up. And so the question mark is if the NBA is willing to subsidize the NBA to make it work, and these women are playing this game. And they are more than ever before. Not every team, but the Sky are filling up there. Indiana is having to move their games to NBA stadiums.
Unless they're afraid that the newness will wear off next year. And all a bunch of those people they got because people wanted to see Caitlin Clark play will be like, yeah, we've seen her play now. And it drops off.
Yeah.
If you're afraid of that, then I get why you try to do it now.
That is why I'm interested. Because I'm interested to how does the WNBA promote itself, but also say, guys, you're not making LeBron money. You're not doing what LeBron's doing. You can't get paid like that yet, right? Grow the game. Continue to grow the game. The game's been growing for 27 years, and it is better than four. Texter said, I have not watched a single WNBA game ever. Okay, would you like a cookie? Congratulations. Then this conversation isn't something you care about. I get it, but like, good for you?
I've watched bits and pieces of it. It's not... I mean, it doesn't interest me that much, but because it's on the show, I will watch a little bit more than normal because you're going to talk about it.
It is a different game than the NBA, but the guys who play NBAs are absolutely freak athletes. I don't know how to tell you this. It's like watching college to NFL ball. College football is dramatically subpar compared to the NFL. That's not why you watch it, is it? Nobody watches college football to see the best football can be played because that's not the best football can be played.
Everybody mad today.
I don't care. I've decided to be the bad guy today. All right. I don't care if you've never watched a WNBA game. Okay. Okay. Treat yourself. Congratulations. That's wonderful. You're not everyone. You're a person. And no, it's not as good as the NBA, but that's not the point of watching it. It's not to watch to see. If you want NBA basketball, watch the NBA. Just like if I want the best version of football, I'm watching NFL Sunday, not college football Saturday. That's not why I watch Saturdays. That's not why I love Saturdays. Texas said, WNBA lost $40 million this year. Go ahead and strike, players. I dare you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As a WNBA fan, I still think they might want to be real careful about how they negotiate this deal. Texter said, I live near Chicago. My sister lives right outside of Chicago, and it's not nearly as expensive as New York, but $80,000 is nothing to live on. Yeah, $80,000 is like making $40,000 here. Can it be done? Yes. Is it comfortable? Depends on your definition of comfort, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. So if you, Rob Brown, are working a job and you're not making enough money, do you not quit that job and go find a better job? I don't know that she can, but I mean, she went to college. So,
again,
I mean, she probably has a degree.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Again, that is why I, despite being a WNBA fan, I'm not coming out like, yeah, you go, girls, because I don't know that this is a good idea or not, to be honest with you. We'll find out. All right, let's run to a break. When we come back here in a minute, your audio blitz, the audio we found yesterday. That's after Lonzo gives you the best audio you'll hear today, the Sports Flash.
Yeah, it was never a good idea to have me do this, period. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose 2 in their 41-31 loss to the Baltimore Ravens last night. Mike Evans left the game early with a hamstring injury, and Chris Godwin dislocated an ankle with just over a minute left to play. Baker Mayfield threw for 370 yards, 3 touchdowns, but had 2 interceptions, while Lamar Jackson had 281 yards and 5 passing touchdowns, as well as 52 rushing yards. Kyler Murray threw and ran for touchdowns last night as Arizona kicked a walk-off field goal to beat the Chargers 17-15. James Conner ran for 101 yards, and Greg Dortch caught 1 touchdown in the win, while Justin Herbert had 349 passing yards but was unable to find the end zone. And make sure you tune in this Friday at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels head to Spartanburg to take on the Vikings. It's Burns versus Spartanburg right here on your home for Burns Rebels football, The Fan, Upstate.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.